delivered through him and power, demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Thankful that the Lord put things in order according to his will. I studied, sought the Lord, and I don't say this to be funny. I say it to be as earnest to get to that the Lord's directed my heart to. Everybody knows, as far as Lee's concerned, sometimes it takes him a long time to get out what the Lord's showed him, maybe longer than it does other people to get it out in that regard. And it feels like as we've prayed and studied and sought the Lord over this, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said, Lord, there ain't no way I'll be able to get all that out in the amount of time we have on Saturday night. But I'm thankful I'm not going to have to get all of it out. The Lord's already brought part of it out. And praise the Lord for that. I appreciate that. We're going to read beginning first here in 1 Timothy chapter number 3. If you turn your attention there in the Scriptures, 1 Timothy chapter number 3. Find your place there in the Scriptures and go down, if you will, and there into verse number 8. Verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 8. Very, very familiar Scripture that the Lord have us to read here, but then I'm going to go read another place of Scripture. I'll be candid with you, be honest. I told Charlie, I texted him today, didn't ask him nothing about what he's going to preach, didn't tell him nothing about what the Lord had placed on my heart. I just said, do you feel like you got the message or the charge? And he told me what he felt like the Lord had placed on his heart as far as the message or charge is concerned. And I said, well, just lay with it and do what the Lord placed on your heart, and then I'll do what the Lord's placed on my heart. And I said that to say this, children, we've come to the place anymore, and don't get offended at me whenever I say this. We'll take these opportunities like tonight, and we'll hold this in real high regard and reverence it and set it up, be real high, serious opportunity. Lee's talking to Josh and his family and giving them instructions and charging them. Boys, every time we come to the house of God, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, we ought to take it just as serious. That's what we tell you. Pray the Lord help me. Let me read this Scripture to you, chapter number 3 of 1 Timothy, and begin reading there in verse number 8. The Bible says, likewise, and I'm going to make sure your Bible reads like mine. Mine don't say ought to or should or might, maybe, or any of them kind of things. The Bible says must. Is that not what the Bible says? Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so, the Bible says must, don't it? Right. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. That's all I'll read there. Turn with me, if you will, now over to the book of Romans, chapter number 7. Romans, chapter number 7. You say, preacher, ain't you going to spend all your time over there going through all that in 1 Timothy, chapter number 3? Don't be mad at me or offended when I say this, but if all that there in 1 Timothy, chapter number 3, mattered as much to you that you wanted me to spend all night tonight preaching on it, you ought to consider that whenever I ask you to raise your hand, whether or not you thought that man ought to be a deacon or not. Amen, children. Don't get mad at the preacher, amen, now. When it comes down time, amen, to get in here, if he hadn't already met them qualifications, you ought to have said no when we took a vote. Amen, praise God. Romans chapter number 7. Let's go down there in the Scriptures according to how the Lord's directed my heart. I'm going to pick up the reading there then in verse number 18. Verse number 18, Bible says here, Romans chapter 7, verse number 18, For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That's all for now that I feel like the Lord would have us to read. Now, I know Charlie already asked you to pray whenever he read the scripture, but I ask you if you would just for a moment go with us to the Lord in prayer that he might be our help. I say this now, you listen. Amen. As you get ready to pray, amen, you pray, amen, for the preacher. God help him, strengthen him. Amen. Been sick, surely have. Amen. Voice is weak, body's weak, whatnot. Amen. Pray, God help me. I appreciate that. Amen. But you pray, God help you as well. Amen. To hear and receive what the Lord has directed our heart to. Pray with me, if you will. My Lord and my God, we come to you again tonight. God, we thank you. And we praise you, God, Lord, for this good day. God, we thank you, Lord, for the message, God, that's already been preached. How, God, you've laid these things together. How, God, you've lined it out, God, for the brother to preach on this being, amen, a lonely way. This being, God, a way that a man would have to stand, God, at times by himself. God, I say this, Lord, in prayer, God, under the sound of my voice, so that men and women might hear. Thank you, God, for Josh and Casey. And thank you, God, for Lexi and Kel and Levi, for their family. God, Lord, for what they mean for the church. God, Lord, what they've been a help and a strength. Thank you, God, for this day, this time it's set aside. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence, God, that the church has placed in them. Thank you, God, Lord, for the life that they've lived such that the church might be able, God, to place confidence in them. God, I ask you, Lord, for just a few minutes, help me, Lord, to deliver that, God, that you placed on my heart. Lord, that I'd be able to deliver it in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost according to thy will. Guide us, God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. And amen. You pray, amen. I just want to direct your attention just for a moment. Amen. Back to a verse of scripture here. Amen. In Romans, verse number 7, verse number 18 there. Amen. Down the latter part, amen, of verse number 18, the Bible says, Paul's talking to them there, amen, Matthew. And he's telling them, amen, he's telling everybody that'll read it. He wrote it to the church that was over in Romans, telling it on down through time. And for everybody, amen, to look at it, Josh Burleson. And thank God Paul was telling them that. Danny, he's saying, as far as I'm concerned, amen, as far as this human man that I am, amen, he said, there ain't nothing good in me. Amen. In other words, what he was trying to say was, if you're looking for something good, if you're trying to find something good, and you look, amen, at a man, it won't take you long, amen, before you find out you're going to get disappointed. Amen, thank God. I'm just going to say it real plain and simple, thank the Lord. Amen, because the preacher's got a title under his name. And amen, the deacon's got a title under their name. It seems to me anymore in the day and hour in which we live in, brother, that everybody wants to sit back, amen, and look at them and observe their life, amen, and make sure, thank God, they meet all the little check marks and tick everything. Amen to God, brother. Amen, but while I've prayed on it and sought the Lord, amen, I said, God, I'm supposed to go preach a charge to Josh. Amen, the Lord said, that's well and good, son. You preach it to him and his wife and his daughter and his two sons. He said, but while you're preaching it, he said, you make sure the rest of that crowd up there, amen, hears it as well, amen. I'll just be honest, thank God. Me and the deacons, amen, had a little conversation, amen, last night, thank God, amen, on the text message, and Darren and Justin both sat down
thankful to have the opportunity to be reminded to go back in their minds to when they sit in the same place that Josh is sitting in. But brother, I'm persuaded, thank God, everybody in the church can't be a deacon. Everybody in the church can't be a pastor. But brother, I believe everybody in the church, amen, ought to have to carry that burden, ought to have to carry that responsibility. Amen. So I'm going to preach it tonight, thank God. Amen. In that way, hallelujah. And the Bible said, Paul said here, he said, if you're looking for good, he said, you ain't going to find it. He said, because I try, he said, in my mind to do that which is good is there. He said, but how to do it? He said, I just can't find it. Amen. But then I find later on, brother, over there, thank God, in Timothy, when he's writing the scriptures down, amen, thank God, Charlie told us plainly, 2 Timothy, if you study it out, you'll see, thank God, that that's the last things that Paul would have wrote while he's over there, amen, under house arrest in Rome, brother, just waiting on his time to come, where he ended up being killed, amen, by Nero, amen, but somewhere between what he wrote in Romans and what he wrote over there, brother, in Timothy, evidently Paul must have figured some things out, brother, amen, because he's a saying over here, thank God, Matthew, he's a saying, I don't know how to do that which is good, but you flip back in your Bibles there, amen, thank God, to 1 Timothy chapter number 3, everybody calls it the charge to the preacher and the charge to the deacons, amen, but I find down there, thank God, in verse number, amen, 15, Paul says, let me read this here, in verse number 14, he said, these things write unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. In other words, he said, I want to get over where you are and be with you and spend some time with you. He said, but if I can't get over there, amen, thank God. In verse number 15, he says, but if I tarry long, I've wrote these things that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. In other words, amen, somewhere between over in Romans, brother, and over here in Timothy, amen, Paul must have figured out some things to do and how to do them that would help a church, brother, be better, thank God. Amen. Help me, Lord, I'd say this the right way. Amen. I'm going to untuck my shirt and just get comfortable. Amen. Preacher, what do you get if I preach, amen, until 11 o'clock tonight and just absolutely wire you out? We'll take us a recess in the morning and we'll come back tomorrow night. But while we're here, amen, I'm going to obey the Lord, children. Amen. The brother preached to us tonight about being alone, thank God. But brother, it ain't just the deacons and it ain't just the preacher that needs to learn how to be a Christian when there ain't nobody else around being a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen, thank God. What good does it do for White Oak Free Will Baptist Church, for, amen, for Justin Gurley and Darren Cook and Josh Burdison to live by that Bible and live right, walk circumspectly, live holy, do everything just by the T, and then everybody else, brother, get to flop around and do whatever they want. 3 men living right does not make a change. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen. So the Lord was going to have me preach about how you got to do this alone. Amen. And the Lord told me, Josh, to tell you, to charge you. Amen. Help me. I'd say this the right way. I love you, buddy. I do. And the Lord be my helper. I'm going to talk straight to you tonight. All right. Don't get hurt at me, amen. But it seems like anymore, brother, you'll go to have conversations with people, church people, amen, and they come at the preacher all the time, amen, and they're all the time coming to me, and it seems like this is what they've got. They'll look me in the face, and they'll say, preacher, I just don't know what to do. Preacher, I just don't know how to handle this, amen. So the charge that the Lord's given me to give you and all the rest of this crowd at the same time is there's some things, Josh, that you're going to have to know how to do. It ain't going to be one of these situations where you get to look around, amen, you listen to me. Amen, you listen to me as well. It ain't going to be one of them situations where you get to kindly look around and say, well, I'll wait on everybody else. Brother, amen, we get in that habit, thank God, of coming to the house of God, and we'll sit down, and we'll think, well, I'll prefer my brother before myself. I'll let them do. I'll let them get in there. Amen, but thank God, amen, these times, in these leadership positions, you can't wait on somebody to make the decision. You can't wait on somebody to decide. You can't wait on somebody else. Else to make up their mind. Help me, Lord, I'm going to preach, thank God. Amen. You can't be persuaded if the Lord shows you that this is what it's supposed to be and you believe in your heart that that's what it's supposed to be. Ought not be nobody in this church can persuade you different. When something's put in front of you and it comes down time and the preacher says, we've got to make a decision about this, and you're persuaded what that should be, ain't nobody in this building ought to be able to whisper in your ear and dissuade you from doing what God said do. Amen, there's going to be decisions has to be made. Amen, now don't get offended at me. I'm going to preach to you, okay? Amen, we ain't putting you in as a deacon for you, amen, to look at Darren to make a decision and to look at Josh to make a decision. We're looking at you to be a part of the decision. Amen, what they decide is between them and God. And what you decide is between you and God. Amen. Help me, Lord. I'd say this the right way. Amen. In order to do this, you're going to have to know how to be Josh Burleson. You don't have to be nobody else. Don't have to do it like nobody else. Amen. Preacher, why are you preaching this? Amen. Amen. Because I believe he needs it according to what God said. And I believe the rest of you is needed as well. Quit trying to be everybody. Help me, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to preach. Amen. Thank God. Amen. There's a man here tonight. Amen. That as far as mankind's concerned, I revere. Amen. I look up to you, Papa. Amen. Set a good standard out there. Amen. But when the Lord called me to preach, he never called me to preach to be like June Briggs. Amen, brother. He called me to be like me. We never set you aside to make decisions like they do. We set you aside because we believe that the Lord can speak through you to balance out the decisions and help it be what's best for the whole body of the church. Help me, Lord. I'm not in no hurry, children. Amen. It's best that you don't intend for me to be. Amen. The Lord give me... Amen. Seven men that had to do things alone. And in doing them things alone, they learned how to do something. Amen. Help me, Lord. Amen. The first one the Lord gave me was Enoch. Amen. And what did Enoch do alone? According to the scripture, the Bible said that he walked with God. Wasn't nobody else walking with him. Amen, just him and the Lord are walking. Amen, he did it by himself. He did it alone. Amen, but evidently while he is doing it, just him and God, amen, he learned something. Because the Bible said over there in Hebrews, amen, that as he's walking with God, Tim, the Bible said, amen, that he was and he was not, for the Lord took him. But the Bible says before the Lord took him, he had this testimony that he pleased God. In other words, when it's just him and God, he figured out what everybody else expects you to do. It don't matter, hallelujah. when it's just you and God. Yeah. You ain't got to put on airs. You ain't got to try to act like something you're not. When it's just you and Him, you can find out how to please Him. Hey, what is that, preacher? It's just being yourself. Yeah. Being us. Help me, Lord. Hey, maybe a whole lot of other preacher brethren. God, help me and give me grace. Amen, Lord, give me earnest humility to say this with love. I'd not try to run the preaching brethren down any way whatsoever. Amen. Thank God for all of them we got here tonight. I don't believe none of these fellas is guilty of this. But the world's a running rampant with it, brother. Amen. Evidently, Matthew, there's a whole lot of them that stands up behind that desk and looks back through there and preaches at people, Curtis, that believes they deserve to be up there. Preacher, you ought not say that. Hey, sure enough, act like it, brother. Hey, sure enough, preach like, hey, sure enough, treat people like that. I want all of you that's in here not to see me, brother. Amen. I've not yet figured out how to be no good pastor to this church. All I know to do is to follow the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Trust Him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. There's times when it's just me and the Lord. I'm not walking around thinking, whoa, I'm the best thing White Oak's ever seen. Boy, they got them a real good. Amen. When it's just me and Him, you know, I'm saying, Daddy, I'm saying, Jesus, help me, Lord. I don't know what to do, God. I've got to have it. Them people need help. And Lord, I can't do it. Why come in here on Sunday and act any different than that, Levi? Why come in here on Sunday and look at you and act like I got it all figured out and I'm better than you? Because I don't. Help me, Lord. Walking just you and Him, it'll help you. Help me, Lord, I'd say it. It's between me and you. Just imagine ain't nobody else here, all right? There's going to be times in your life and you're going to have... I'm just going to be honest with you, all right? I'm going to pretend like the rest of this crowd ain't here neither. If they think bad of me, that's all right. It's going to be times when there ain't nobody else around. It's just going to be you and Him alone. And the most predominant question you're going to have in your mind is, Lord, is this even real? Lord, did they pick the right person? Say amen. Say amen. Amen. You're going to be sitting there and you're going to be thinking. And you're going to be thinking to yourself, you're going to be saying, Lord, are you even real? Do I even know who you are? Is all this right? I don't want you to evaluate whether or not you're right with God based on whether or not you feel Him in this church. You set that off somewhere. You might go weeks and weeks and not feel Him in here. Hey, but I want you to evaluate whether or not you're right with Him about them times when it's just you and Him. Yeah. Amen. 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 You get mad at me if you want to, brother. You get around the crowd and they can make you feel something you ain't got. Amen. But no, preacher. Amen. Emotion of the flesh, brother, well up. And you'll be thinking, boy, that feels pretty good. You evaluate whether or not you're where God wants you to be, whether or not you feel Him when you pray and ain't nobody else around. Amen, brother. It ain't on where somebody's gouging you. Say, come on, Josh. You're doing good, amen. You judge it on when it's just you all by yourself alone. And if you, amen to God. And if you're walking with Him then, if you can feel Him then let me tell all of you something. You please Him. Amen. Thank God that ought to make some of you want to shout. Hallelujah. Preacher, I've not filled him in days at the house of God. Have you filled him when it's just you and him? And there ain't nobody else around. If you fill him then, that ought to tell you everything is all right. Help me, Lord. Ain't it done it by itself? Alone, lonely way. Bible says time went on just a little bit. There was a gentleman by the name of Noah. Had a family. And the Bible says that the Lord, that Noah found grace. Help me, Lord. I thought about what the brother was preaching that, about the church world dwindling away and how there ain't too many left to try, and y'all hear me? Can't y'all say amen to that? But while he was preaching that, amen, that on the inside of me, there was a wheel inside, a wheel of turning. Because evidently I must have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen, because he ain't surrounding me with a bunch of people that's... Amen, all them years ago, whenever, amen, I come in that little old church over yonder, amen, thank God. Had I seen that little blonde-headed woman, I didn't know nothing about her family and who they were. Amen, but I evidently found grace in the eyes of the Lord, amen. And he put me into a family of people, amen, thank God, that's a striving and a trying with everything else. Amen's a quick. There's a time, brother, when they said, you can't, you'll never have a place. Ain't nobody will want you. Ain't nobody wants to. Evidently, I must have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen, thank God. Amen, you look down through yonder. By that side, you found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen, what is it? If you find grace, you ought to be a building, thank God. Amen, them people. Don't you get mad at the preacher now. There's too many people find grace and they sit on it, brother. Amen. But if you find grace, I believe the Lord intends for you to build with it and to make something and to make something out of it. Bless his name. Amen. Help me, Lord. We, help me, Lord, I love you. Don't get mad at the preacher. We can't go to work from Monday to Wednesday knowing we're going to get to come back to church on Wednesday. We can't go from Monday to Wednesday at a place of business being the only person there that tries to live right without murmuring and grumbling and complaining. Hey, man, you reckon on what it would have been like to be a building a vessel that nobody had never seen or heard of before, ever in the history of mankind. Day after day after day, for 120 years. Y'all with me? I'm not talking about from Monday to Wednesday. I'm talking about every day for 120 years, cutting wood, hewing wood, putting it together, pitching slime, amen, doing all these things, building them so that nobody had never even seen ever. All by itself. Help me, Lord. Amen. And all, I'll guarantee you, brother, amen, all them 120 years, you believe whatever you want to, but I'll guarantee you every day, amen, as he drove the nails and looked down through there where he'd come since yesterday and looked where he had to go tomorrow, I believe no, amen, drove them nails and thought to himself, am I crazy? Does this make any sense at all? it don't make sense to anybody else, how come it makes sense to me? Nobody else seems to see it. Nobody else seems to want to live this way. Nobody else seems to want to have to sacrifice like this. Amen. God help me. Amen. Nobody else seems to want to do this, walk like this, talk like this. Get in there and shut the door. Amen. Got in there, got the animals on there, stood there. And the Bible says the Lord shut the door. I believe a good strong wind come, brother. And when she fell shut, I believe a latch shut. And when the first drop of rain fell. Amen to God. Not only was Noah convinced, but everybody on the outside was convinced as well. But it was too late for everybody that was on the outside. You may be the only one that makes your family live that way. Don't get mad at me. I love all of you. Amen. But I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings or make nobody mad. Amen. I got good confidence in this church and good confidence in people that go to this church. But I'm going to tell you right, amen, people will let you down. It's best not to trust in man because they'll let you down. People that you don't think will fall will fall. People you don't think will quit will quit. Amen, brother. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Look at him. If you look at him, you won't find failure. Help me, Lord, I'd say this. Noah learned how to follow instructions even when it didn't make sense to anybody else. Doing it alone, doing it by self, Noah learned how to follow instructions even when it didn't make sense to anybody else. Help me, Lord. Time went on a little bit. There's a gentleman by the name of Abram lived down in the land of Uz. Had a good life. Had a good life. Wealth. Prosperity, family close by, people he could depend on, rely on. When he didn't have, they had. When his crops hadn't produced, theirs had. It was easy living down there in us. But the Bible said that the voice of the Lord came unto him and said, Abram, get out of here. Leave from here and go into a land that I'll tell you to go to and sojourn through it. Walk through the length of it and the breadth of it. Put your tent over here. You ain't going to get to live nowhere. Help me, Lord. You ain't never going to get to feel like you're at home. When I say pull up your pegs, pull them up and go over yonder. Amen. Nobody from down there in us went with him, amen, except for old Lot. Stay with me. And he didn't stay with him. Help me, Lord, I'd say it's the right way. Amen, there may be some will start. There may be some that'll start out with you. And will go with you and they'll make it seem like I'm going to be there for the journey. But there'll come a time, amen, that there'll be a decision has to be made whether or not to go with God or go with all that good stuff. And brother, you better go with God. Whether they go, amen, towards the well-watered plains of Jordan. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I'm going to have to preach plain, thank God. I believe with everything in my being that the reason the Lord would allow us to use your family is because, amen, your wife's going to be there and stay with you and help you and support you. Amen. She would sit there and help me. Say amen. But God forbid, you listen to me, Casey. Amen. God forbid, if she decides she wants to go some other way, that don't excuse you. Amen, preacher, he can't do it if she don't. If she takes a notion she's going back to the world, that don't mean he has to go, brother. Amen, thank God. Help me, Lord. There'd be a whole lot of people in the house of God. Hallelujah. In the house of God tonight. If they'd have been mad enough to look at her and said, we ain't going to do this. We ain't going to do it this way. Help me, Lord, to get all this out tonight. That's what the brother was talking about. You ain't to beat her. You ain't to abuse her. You ain't to, amen, step on her and trample her. Amen. But when it comes time, sometimes you'll have to say, we ain't doing it this way. Help me, Lord. I love you, Casey. God, give me grace. I'd bring all this out the right way. There'll be things you'll be privy to. You'll hear God will be shared through some of these other men that he'll know about, that he'll need to, he'll have to share with you. There'll be things that the Lord will show to him, amen, that he won't be able to share with anybody else, that he'll have to share with you. God help you not to laugh at it when you hear it. Amen, that's what Sarah did. Amen, when the Lord was talking to Abraham, she's back on the other side of the curtain, brother. And when the Lord told Abraham, he said, in your old age, you're going to have a child. Amen. The Bible said it back there behind the curtain. Amen. Sarah snickered about it, brother. That she made jest of it. That she, help me, Lord, preacher, you ought not talk to Casey that way. I'm not just talking to her. I'm talking to all of you, thank God. When the Lord, amen, help me, Jesus. Preacher, what are you talking about? Amen. I'm going to get right down plain and simple, brother. These times the Lord gives thanks to the preacher and shows him vision, he'll say it from there, and people in this church will look at that and they'll think, there ain't no way, it ain't going to be like that, that ain't going to happen, amen. But they, some of them are learning, brother, amen, that the Lord reveals things. Do everything in your power not to snicker at it. Why? Because if you laugh too much, you won't get to be a part of it. Abraham did it by himself. And he learned how to go somewhere when he didn't have no reason knowing why he was going. He just had to go. Help me, Lord. So what you've got to know how to do is you've got to know how to go when you don't know where to go, when you don't know why you're going, when you don't know who's going to go with you, or if anybody's, you just got to know to go. Help me, Lord. Time went on just a little bit further down the line. There was a man by the name of Moses. The Bible said you go down there and you tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Got down there, did that thing. What did the Lord do? He turned them loose. They didn't make it very far at all, Tommy, till they come up next. Till they come out next to the Red Sea. That they're looking back, seeing the Egyptians coming, Matthew. And they're saying, oh Lord, what in the world are we going to do? How are we going to make it? How are we going to survive? How are we going to get out of this? And Moses said, stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. Walked across on dry ground, got over on the other side, didn't go. Watched the waters come back and destroy their enemies so they'd see them no more again forever. Didn't make it hardly a day or two's journey into the wilderness. Lord, we're hungry. We're starving to death. How are we going to make it? How are we going to survive? Give them, amen, quail, amen, 3 foot deep. Didn't go very far till, Lord, we're thirsty. Lord, give them water out of the rock. Didn't go very far at all. Moses had to go up on the mountain. Left them for just a few minutes. When he come back, he found them down there, amen, dancing around the golden calf around there. Uh-huh. Couldn't be gone for just a few days, and they fell into idolatry.
Yep. Amen.
Help me, Lord.
Bless you.
And when the Lord had his, get with me. And when the Lord had his mind made up that he was going to destroy the whole crowd. That's what he said, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I'll slay them all and I'll make a new nation out of you.
Yeah.
The Bible said that Moses pleaded with the Lord.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, I don't do that. He said, give him another chance. And the Lord said, that's fine. He said, I'll give him another chance. He said, and I'll send my angel down there to go in front of you.
Yeah.
And Moses said, well, Lord, don't do that neither.
Yeah,
if you ain't going to go in front of us, send us not up hence.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Moses had spent enough time out there on the backside of that mountain by himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Moses realized it wasn't nothing worth doing.
Yeah.
If the Lord wasn't going to be the one leading the charge. Help me, Lord. God, give me grace to say this the right way. You got to know how to wait on him. Help me, Lord, to say this the right way. I won't ask none of these other preachers. Amen, I'll just preach for myself. Don't you get mad at me. I'm going to tell you the truth. There's been times I've looked at Jones's life and I've known just exactly, God showed me just exactly what you need to do to fix your life to get you back where God wants you to be. And I've had to sit and watch it and watch it and watch it and watch it. Preacher, why didn't you say something? Because the Lord didn't give me liberty. Amen, I've got to wait on him. Help me, Lord. Ain't that right, brother? Ain't been a whole lot of things, amen, that we looked at that we knowed we could fix if we said something. But the Lord said, you can't. Just wait, just tarry. Amen. And what happened, brother? The Lord fixed it his way in his time. Amen. The Lord, when the Lord leads the charge, amen, everything will be right, thank God. Help me, Lord, to get this out. You get mad at me, wide open. That's all right. I'll be right back here in the morning, Lord. You can. And look at me then, thank God. Amen, brother. This church ain't ever going to be anything if the Lord ain't the one leading the charge. He don't know what to do. Darren, Josh, just ain't nobody in here knows what to do. The Lord is the only one that can lead this church.
Amen. Amen.
Help me, Lord. Say this right way. It's a hard one, Josh. But Moses did it by himself. And he learned that he had to live his life. He had to live his life in such a way that it, his life, compelled people that did not know how to follow, did not want to follow, did not have no desire to follow, would follow because, now get with me, because they were following him. That must not make anybody else in here nervous at all. Amen. Whether you're in the role of a pastor or not, amen, let me just explain it to you. Paul looked, amen, at Timothy here in the scriptures, in one, or Titus in one place in the scriptures, and you know what he told him, Charlie? He said, you follow, amen, you follow me as I followed the Lord. Paul told the brother, he said, I followed Jesus close enough that if you do it like I do, you'll be all right. Now, I'm not going to ask nobody in here to raise their hand, but how many of you want to jump up tonight and tell everybody in the church, you live your life exactly like I live mine, and you'll make it to heaven? Come on with me. I don't see nobody jumping up wanting to be the one to say, follow me. Amen. Well, then you tell me, why is it so easy for everybody to look at that man that stands behind that desk and set him up? Amen. Don't you get mad at me. Amen. Anytime you set somebody up on a pedestal, you know what you're doing? Amen. You're setting them up for a fall. Amen. Don't get mad at me, brother. Amen. I'm going to tell you straight out, I'm apt to fall, Levi. And that's why whenever I get up here behind this desk, I make sure I keep her chopped down good enough so that when I do, I don't hurt you or me in the process.
Amen.
Ain't no need for you to have unrealistic expectations about me. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. Amen, but it do you good, amen, everybody in here to realize, whether you know it or not, thank God, your life has an influence on somebody else. And Moses realized as times he couldn't do. Help me, Lord. Don't you get mad at me whenever I say this. These things I know good and well in my life that do not condemn me and do not bring any kind of reproach or conviction on me whatsoever. I could go and do them things and not feel one single bit of sin about it. Amen. But in my lifetime, there's been somebody that's come to me and they've said, "Preacher, I struggle with this. I have a hard time with this." And as soon as they, amen, Tommy, as soon as they've revealed that thing to me, the Lord's told me right then in that place, "Now, son, you can't do that no more." And me, "Well, Lord, that's not sin for me." And the Lord say, "I know it's not, but you can bear it. They can't. If you're going to make them fall, you can't do it either."
Amen.
Preacher, that's not in the Bible. You read her close, brother. If eating meat offends you, brother, eat no meat.
Amen.
I'm not telling you what it is or what it will be, but there very well may be things that you love that ain't a sin for you. Amen. But it is for somebody else. They may confide in you, and you very well may have to lay down the thing that you love. Preacher, you ought not tell him that. It's the truth, brother. It's might as well that he knows it out front. Amen to God. So that if he knows it, if he does it, it won't be, amen, a fault of his. Won't be reproach on him. But it'll be the damnation of somebody else. Help me, Lord. Look down that way. That's a lot of responsibility. A lot. Numbers wise, more than what I got. Everybody right now that's in this building, amen, that's in this building, under the age of 21 and not married, 21 up to 21 or not married, and or, stand your feet. Stand up. Now I want you to look around. That's a lot of responsibility. You just can sit down. But what the Lord's put you responsible for is exponentially heavier than just your own house. Help me, Lord, I'd say it's the right way. Preacher, you ought not talk like that. You get mad to preach if you want to. I love you. I'm going to tell you the truth. There's days, there's times that my babies and my wife want to go do things and want to be. Ain't nothing wrong with them. Ain't no sin in them. But I have to look at them and I have to say, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't go today. But Daddy, you don't got to work today. Today's not your work day. I know, babies. Daddy's got to go see so-and-so. Got to go visit with so-and-so.
Yeah.
Got to go do this instead.
Yeah.
Him in order to get this out the right way. Don't get mad at me. Don't you get mad at me either. There'll come times you'll have to choose this other thing over them. She ain't gonna like it. She may not agree with it, you still got to choose to do this other thing. He ain't got no choice. Don't mean he loves you less. Don't mean he loves any of you less. But he won't be able to go and do this thing that you had planned that you want to go do. He'll have to go do this other thing instead. All of you's getting real quiet. You're looking at me, preacher, is it like that? Is it like that? Is it like that? Help me, Lord. You know why it gets so quiet? Because the rest of you just thinking about it now that way, and you're thinking. Help me, Lord. You'll have to live. You'll have to live knowing that everybody's watching all the time. You ain't going to do it right every time. You ain't going to do it right every time. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Somebody asked me one time, they said, well, preacher, that means I've got to do everything right. No. That means when you fail in all your ways, all your right ways and all your wrong ways, acknowledge him. When it's right, make sure they don't think you've done it. Give him the credit. When it's wrong, make sure they know you messed up. He didn't. You messed up. Get down in front of them. I'm sorry. I messed up. I didn't do it right. Help me, Lord, give me grace. You got to live it so you know everybody's watching. A little bit of time right there out of Moses. There was a man by the name of Joshua. Help me, Lord, I'd say this the right way. Time had come that Moses had done wrong in the eyes of the Lord. It smote the rock instead of speaking to it. And right then the Lord turned it over to where Moses was no longer going to be responsible for taking the children of Israel into the promised land. It was going to be Joshua that was going to be the leader. Come on with me. But Moses was still alive. Moses was still there. Moses was still walking around. And Joshua, help me, Lord. Joshua had to learn, amen, what it meant to support the Word of God, to hold up the Word of God, to undergird the Word of God, but not be in charge. Help me, Lord, I'd say yes the right way. Moses got up on the mountain. He told Joshua, he said, you get down there in the battle and you fight. Joshua, you fight. Moses is going to go up on the mountaintop. Moses stood up there and held his arms up.
Yeah.
You with me?
Amen.
And as long as Moses had his arms up, they prevailed down there in the battle. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Come on with me.
Yeah.
Amen. But just as soon as Moses' arms started to get weak, amen, they started to be overcome. Amen. Aaron and Hur seen that. Joshua seen that. They propped a stone up underneath Moses. Aaron got under one side, held up his arm. Hur got under this side, held up his arm. And amen, they posted his arms up. Y'all with me? Amen. Joshua was the one. Don't get mad at me. Joshua was the one down there in the mess. Amen. But Moses was the one up there doing the worshiping. Come on with me. Amen. Joshua had to fight and sling the sword and do all that hard and laborious work while Moses had somebody else holding his hands up. Y'all with me? Amen, but Moses, amen, Joshua down there fighting, doing it by himself. He, amen to God. He learned, amen, Joshua learned, thank God, that what matters more than what he needs is that the word be held up high.
Right.
Help me, Lord, I'd say
amen.
This.
That's good.
Don't you get mad at the preacher. I'm going to preach till the Lord says quit. I ain't never seen such a time in the house of God that people are so selfish that every time they come to the house of the Lord, they got their mind made up that the Lord owes them something for being there. They ought to be times you come to the house of the Lord that it ain't so you get something out of it, it's so you give something to it. It ought to be about you holding the word.
Amen.
Joshua represented the Lord Jesus. Amen. The sword of the Lord Jesus.
Right.
Moses, amen, represented the word of the Lord. Come on with me, thank God. Them two things, amen, have to work together.
Right.
Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way. Preacher, I need to feel the Lord. I need to shout. I need to run all over the church. I need to be uplifted. And there may be somebody in the house of God that day that needs the conviction and condemnation of God preached down on their soul. And if we ain't got enough sense to realize that, we need to learn how sometimes to sit there and not eat, not get our part, not be running all over the church so that that one that needs something more than we need it gets what they need.
Amen.
You ain't always going to get to shout. You ain't always going to get the feeling. You ain't always going to have that stirring, that great big moving. There's going to be times you have to come in here and be dry and dead.
Yeah.
And for lack of a better way to say it, suffer through it.
Yeah.
That don't mean something was wrong.
Right.
Help me, Lord. That does not mean something was wrong. Help me, Lord, preacher. Well, I believe all of you need to hear me tonight. It may well be that the Lord couldn't let it be because there was somebody there that needed the still, small voice. And if all they can hear is the still, small voice, if God has to let it be such that you don't get to fly away so that they can hear the still, small voice, is that not worth it? Help me, Lord. Is that not worth it?
Amen.
Amen. Help me. I'm hurrying, I promise. Brother got on it a little bit. Fellow by the name of David. Everybody wants to be giant killers. And you may get to be one sometimes. That may be the case. You may well get to be a giant killer. I don't know. But before David ever got to be a giant killer, he had to be a bear killer and a lion killer first. And he wasn't killing bears or killing lions to get no kind of glory. He was killing bears and killing lions because he was trying to protect the sheep. It wasn't about armor. It wasn't about recognition. Help me, Lord. It wasn't about anybody knowing his name. It was, amen to God, brother. It wasn't about so somebody would request him to sing his song. It wasn't about nobody would come by and say to him, oh, you did such a good job, and pat him on the back. His whole duty, his whole obligation was because Daddy said, don't let none of them sheep die. Amen. I didn't know all this was coming, thank God. Amen. Let me preach amen to you just a minute, Tim. Amen. Thank God that little crowd over yonder on the hill. Hallelujah. Amen. It may not be, amen, that there's a great big name out there for you somewhere. Amen. That little crowd, thank God, over yonder beside the river. It may not be that there's no great big name out there. Amen. But do it because Daddy said, don't let nobody kill none of the sheep.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless his name, brother. Amen. There might not be no recognition. Amen. Along this journey. Amen. But it'd do good if the church realized that the sheep matter. They matter more than killing giants.
Yeah.
If you don't ever get to kill no giants, but you keep a whole flock of sheep alive, you'll have done you'll have done well. Amen, thank God.
Amen.
May not be no marquee sign with the Reverend Robinson on it, brother. But if you keep the sheep from getting slaughtered, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen. You'll have done well with your life, brother. Praise the Lord. I believe if I can count right, that's six, ain't it? The Lord knows what he's doing. There was a little old deacon come along.
by the name of Stephen. And he did learn that the Lord would stand with you when nobody else would stand with you. I believe he learned something even deeper than that. What did he say, Charlie? While he's laying them rocks to him. He knowed what they was doing was wrong. He knowed what they was doing was wrong. And they was killing him. He said, Lord, though they're taking my... Low, it's killing me, Lord. Don't blame them. Don't hold it against them. Help me, Lord, I'd say it's the right way. Just him, just Stephen alone. He realized that the Lord was going to stand with him. But he also knew how to stand with them that nobody else would stand with. Yeah. That nobody else would stand for. Help me, Lord, I'd say it's the right way. I would to God. That's what Paul said when he was looking at old Agrippa. He said, I would to God that thou wert almost and altogether persuaded. I would to God that every preacher, every deacon, every church member heard what I said right now. The Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. Them that are whole have no need of the physician. Why do we monopolize his time? Don't get mad at me. Why do we always have to have his attention on us? And it always be about our needs?
That's good.
And it always be about what I've got to have when we're whole. This is going to go back. Don't care how good you take care of it. Don't care how much you try to pamper it and do good with it. It's going to waste away. It's going to fall apart.
Right.
Time and change will get it, or you'll fall from a tree stand. One way, amen, brother.
Amen.
One way or another, it's going to decay. It's going to crumble, and it happens to everybody. Amen, you can't hold all that back, brother. Amen, all that's the nature of it. It's going to crumble. Why does he always got to be looking at me and seeing at me when there's them that's out there? If the worst, don't you get mad at me. If the worst I've got to worry about is that I get gout in that toe, or them old kidney stones fire up. It ought to be enough, amen, for me to live with and deal with to know that when judgment comes, I'm not going to have to burn in the devil's hell.
Yeah. Amen.
But that old brother out there got the same gout or the same kidney stones that ain't the worst end for them. Instead of always trying to get the Lord's attention on me, amen, you know, Stephen learned what a lot of church members, and God help us, a whole lot of deacons ain't figured out. It ain't about us.
That's right.
It ain't about us. It's always been about them. He's always been about them. And if he's inside of us, we ought to be about them.
That's right.
Only way I know how to evaluate it's like this. If I ain't about them, if I'm about me, then that's a pretty good sign that he ain't in me.
Right.
Get mad if you want to, that's all right. It ain't about us. It's about them. I've given my heart the best way I know how, Josh. The only thing I know to do is I charge you to know how. Don't make excuses. If you know, be man enough to tell them you do. If you don't, be man enough to tell them you don't. Say, I don't got the understanding. I've not searched it out enough, and the Lord's not. Preacher, that'd be a shameful thing. It ain't nearly as shameful as making some bunch of foolishness up and leading them the wrong direction.
Amen. That's right.
Strange, odd. That's your charge. At this point in time, I'll ask Josh and Casey, if they will, come up here to the altar, and their family, just all of you, just come get around here in front and bow down. I'm going to put it to you plain. I'll put it to you plain, church. If you intend with your life, with your prayers, with your support, to try to help him, you come gathering around them. If you don't, you keep your seat. Don't lie. It's an honor tonight to have some of Josh's family with us tonight. I'm going to ask Josh's dad, Brother Tim Burrisman, he will, to lead us to the Lord in prayer tonight as we pray over our brother, his wife, and their children. Lord, I pray. God, I pray. God, I pray. God, I pray. Lord, you know, God, what needs to be done, how. God, I preached it, Lord, tonight as earnest and as humble as I know how. God, the truth of it for me, the reality of it for me is he's. These times that the only thing I know to do, Lord, is just look to you and trust you.